Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening this holiday weekend is big for road trips. The Pennsylvania Turnpike expects that by the time we get through tomorrow, nearly 3 million people will have traveled the roads of our area. That's slightly more than last year. Many of those drivers have been heading down the shore to soak in the sun for this unofficial end of summer. Workers at the Deauville Inn in Strathmere tell NBC 10 this weekend caps off a successful summer for them.
It's a busy time. A lot of our staff has left for the summer because they go back to college. So it's a challenging weekend, but it's fun.
But many people in the region are staying back for the weekend and having fun at home. These people gather at the Belmont Plateau in Fairmount Park for some family cookouts.
You know how the food goes. The ribs, salmon, barbecue chicken, potato salad, macaroni salad, macaroni cheese, green stuff.
We got some toys and games and stuff for the family. Just enjoy the beautiful day. Picked a great day in a great spot, so we're excited.
And from the River Rink to the Chinese Lantern Festival, there are plenty of events happening in the city as well. SEPTA riders are being advised to wait to buy their weekly and monthly passes for September as the transit agency works to comply with the court ruling from Friday. While the planned fare increases weren't scheduled to go into effect until tomorrow, Labor Day, it was already worked into the passes purchased ahead of time.
If customers just have a little bit of patience with us as we work this out, if they need to purchase a pass on the first, they'll be able to do that at the correct price. It's probably a better idea to hold off for right now to make sure they're getting it at the right price.
That's SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush. Tuesday's planned regional rail service cuts are also on hold for now. Another SEPTA hearing on a lawsuit to reverse the cuts is scheduled for Thursday. Bush says riders can visit SEPTA.org to find the latest information on the updated fares and service plan.
Yes!
A panicked crowd at Hershey Park was able to breathe a sigh of relief. As you heard there, a boy wound up on the monorail tracks high above the park last night, but fortunately came away unharmed. People below were telling the kid to walk across the track to a nearby roof where an adult was waiting to rescue him. He got there and was safely brought down. Hershey Park tells WGAL-TV in Lancaster the boy was reported missing from his mother just after 5 yesterday afternoon. He sneaked behind chains and got onto the monorail tracks. Once he was saved, he was quickly reunited with his family. A program aimed at supporting Philadelphia jurors who experienced trauma from their service is expected to roll out for the entire state by the end of September. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson with that story.
City courts partnered with Westchester University to offer extra support to jurors who may feel uneasy about what they witnessed, saw, or heard in a courtroom.
Cases that are like homicide or sexual assault cases where the juror may have heard some testimony or seen some pictures that were still sitting with them after the trial's over.
Pat Martin is Philadelphia's jury commissioner and says since they rolled out the program in April, a few jurors have called in hopes of talking through some of the vicarious trauma they endured.
The overall hope is to provide jurors with an outlet if they need it. We hope that it doesn't come to that.
It's not a full mental health evaluation, but rather a way for someone to talk through some of what they encountered and how to cope. Some of the suburban counties are now in the process of creating similar programs.
The hope is that within the next month or so, we are able to roll it out to the entire state.
Well, New Jersey had more battles during the Revolutionary War than any other state, and as part of celebrating 250 years of America, New Jersey Transit has a special program to help get people to and from the state's historic sites. Details on that from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Jersey Journeys makes it easy for people to find a vast array of historic sites and access them via mass transit. This is all in preparation of America's 250th birthday next year, and New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Calori says Jersey Journeys will help residents and visitors alike enjoy the rich history of the state.
As schools go back, as groups are interested in connecting with history, we want to provide an opportunity to use mass transit to connect to these historic sites in all 21 counties.
With more battles and skirmishes than any other state, New Jersey is known as the crossroads of the Revolution. There are more than 150 historic sites to explore, including the Red Bank Battlefield Park in National Park, Gloucester County. Check New Jersey Transit's website for more information.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.